This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump insisted Monday his administration has met the moment and prevailed on coronavirus testing, even as the White House itself became a potent symbol of the risk facing Americans everywhere by belatedly ordering everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask, with three staff members testing positive for the coronavirus.
You say some. So we have a person, and the person got something happened right after a test was done. Three other people met that person, came into relative contact, very little contact, and they're self-quarantining. That is not exactly not controlling it. I think we've controlled it very well.
The president addressed a Rose Garden audience filled with mask-wearing administration officials, some appearing publicly with face coverings for the first time during the pandemic. The president still not wearing one.
Well, if they're a certain distance from me or if they're a certain distance from each other, they do. In the case of me, I'm not close to anybody. I'd like to be close to these two gentlemen. They're hard-working, great men, but they just said, frankly, let's keep it this way. So obviously, in my case, I'm very far away from everyone.
Globally, according to Johns Hopkins University, over 286,000 people have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the U.S., the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed infections. A new report says New York City's death toll from the coronavirus may be thousands of fatalities worse than the official tally kept by city and state. The analysis reached Monday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that between mid-March and May, about 24,000 more people died. This is VOA News. A new type of coronavirus test offers a cheaper, quicker way to screen for infections, moving the U.S. toward the kind of mass screening that experts say is essential to returning millions of Americans to school and work. But the first so-called antigen test, announced Saturday by the Food and Drug Administration, is not quite the kind sought by top government health officials. It is less accurate than the current gold standard for testing and can only be run on specialized equipment. Too early to tell, said the lab researcher Patricia Simner of Johns Hopkins University, assessing the test's impact. The White House is recommending that all nursing home residents and staff be tested for the coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the White House Corona Task Force, told governors on a video conference call Monday that it's the federal government's strong recommendation that such testing be done. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is restarting its California factory in defiance of local government efforts to contain the coronavirus. In a tweet on Monday, Mr. Musk practically dared authorities to arrest him, writing that he would be on the assembly line. If anyone is taken into custody, it should be him. State law allows a fine of up to $1,000 a day or up to 90 days in jail for operating in violation of health orders. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set out a cautious plan on Monday for how the UK's lockdown measures would slowly be lifted. The government published a 51-page document outlining the strategy that includes a staged reopening of businesses and advice on public transport and wearing face coverings, as well as a 14-day quarantine for most international arrivals. Speaking in Parliament, the Prime Minister said the government would not be hasty in removing restrictions. A new outbreak of coronavirus cases in South Korea has sent officials scrambling to stop its spread in the densely populated capital city of Seoul. Officials reported over 30 new infections across the country as of midnight on Sunday, the highest daily numbers in more than a month. The country has been lauded for its early action in slowing the pandemic, but on Sunday, President Moon Jae-in warned of a second wave. Twitter announced Monday it will start alerting users when a tweet makes disputed or misleading claims about the coronavirus. The new rule is the latest in a wave of stricter policies that tech companies are rolling out to confront an outbreak of virus-related misinformation on their sites. Facebook and Google, which owns YouTube, have already put similar systems in place. The announcement signals that Twitter is taking its role in amplifying misinformation more seriously. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
The best news. music today. The Voice of America. VOA1.
So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now.
Hits, John Legend, Love Me Now. Now, Swiss Beats and Timbaland are having this thing on Instagram called Verses, these competitions where two major legends go head-to-head and talk about their hits and play their hits back-to-back. It's usually a celebration of the icons. So one of the Verses battles that has been suggested is John Legend going up against Alicia Keys on piano. That should be fun. Here is Halsey with Nightmare on VOA1, The Hits.
Tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rock pulled beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Stared in the mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Keep a record of the wreckage of my life.
But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. No, I won't smile, but I'll show you my teeth. And I'ma let you speak if you just let me breathe. I've been polite, but won't be caught dead. Letting a man tell me what I should do in my bed. Keep my exes in check in my basement. Cause kindness is weakness, so where's your complacent? I could play nice or I could be a bully. I'm tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile.
But it's look like touch with a supermodel brush. Only one sip of water in the club. 150 in the touch and no clutch. Make the 12th that they need to put in some cuffs down.
Dice que el cobarde vale. No te lo niego porque yo sé lo que hay. Lo que se ve no se pregunta. Yo tengo claro que es mi culpa. Como Canelo en el ring nada me asusta. Vivo en mi oasis y la paz no me la tumba. Hakuna Matata como Timon y Pumba. Voy pa' leyenda así que dale zumba. Los dejo ciego con la vibra que me alumbra. Haters pa' la tumba, nosotros pa' la rumba.
You like that space?
VOA 1, the hits Black Eyed Peas with Ritmo. My name is Nikki Strong, and VOA 1 now has a COVID-19 hotline where you can call in and share how you are dealing with this pandemic. The number is 202-382-7664, 202-382-7664. We'd love to hear your story. Here is Harry Styles, Adore You on VOA 1, the hits.
is like we burn so bright, we burn out. I made you chase me, I wasn't that friendly. My love, my drug, we're messed up. Cause I've been on the run so long they can't find me. You're waking up to remember I'm pretty. And when the chemicals leave my body, yeah, they're gonna find
mía, tú sabes que eres mía, mía, tú misma lo decías, cuando yo te lo hacía, yeah, dile que tú eres mía, mía, tú sabes que eres mía, mía, tú misma lo decías, cuando yo te lo hacía. Yo soy tu Romeo, pero no santo, a tu bobo con la Ford y lo espanto.
The hits, that's Chelsea Cutler, Sad Tonight. We also heard Bad Bunny and Drake, Mia. Bad Bunny released a surprise album this past weekend. Talk about a Mother's Day gift. I'm Nikki Strong, and this is VOA1, The Hits.